It's time for the Biblical Prophecy Program with your host, Dr. Alan Kirshner of Eschatos Ministries.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Biblical Prophecy Program. So I've been doing a bit of a short series here on platitudes or slogans that are intended to deflate your enthusiasm to study biblical prophecy. And there's two types of slogans. One, I call them agnostic platitudes, and I did a whole program covering four or five of them. And then there's a second type, and that is the pietistic platitudes, and I'm kind of taking one at a time here. I think it's about five of them, and so you can check out the previous episodes. Today's platitude is, you know, I'm looking for Jesus Christ, not the Antichrist. So I'm pre-wrath. I believe that the church will face the Antichrist persecution, the last generation of the church. That this is not God's eschatological wrath; it's the opposite of His wrath. This is Satan's wrath against believers. So obviously, God's wrath is not against believers. So the Great Tribulation, you know, those days will be cut short with the return of Jesus to deliver His church, and then He will pour out His wrath in the trumpet and the bowl judgments. There's zero evidence that the trumpet and the bowl judgments occur during the Great Tribulation. It's going to be the Lord alone who is going to be exalted in His day. And Antichrist will get his day, but it's going to be cut short. So typically, and it doesn't have to be pre-tribulationists, but a lot of pre-tribulationists will say, well, I'm looking for Jesus Christ, not the Antichrist. And it's like, okay, it's nice and cutesy, it sounds pious, but it's not biblical reality. It's, you know, and again, you don't have to be a pre-tribulationist to make this accusation. But the way I like to respond to all of these slogans is God's word. So let's begin. Matthew 24:25. Jesus said, let's see here. He warned to be on the alert of the Antichrist before his return. It says, so when you, or Jesus says, so when you see, the disciples are the foundation of the church. And this is a church teaching in Matthew 24. Jesus is preparing his disciples for the future here. So when you see the abomination desolation, this is a personification of the Antichrist, spoken about by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, then he says, you know, to flee. And then, of course, you have the reverberations of the Antichrist worldwide. But the point here is that Jesus is, he's teaching that a way to prepare for his return is to watch for the Antichrist. So you see, it's not either or, it's both and. The Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Paul says, let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not arrive until the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed, the son of destruction. And Paul doesn't just stop there. He explains, how are you going to identify this man of lawlessness? Well, he says he's going to oppose and exalt himself above every so-called god or object of worship, and as a result, he takes his seat in God's temple, displaying himself as God. Okay, so I guess Paul was wrong too. Hey, Paul, you know, you should be looking for Jesus Christ, not the Antichrist. I feel good that I'm in good company with the Apostle Paul looking for the Antichrist, because it's actually Jesus' command. If we're not looking for the Antichrist, then you're sinning against God, because you're not obeying God's command. You're not obeying Jesus' command. If you're going to say, oh, that command in Matthew 24, that's not for the church. Well, you know what? That becomes a moral issue, because you're not bowing your knee to the authority of Scripture. You say, well, you know, and you can't, don't say you plead ignorant here either, because there will be a day in which there's going to be ramifications for not obeying Christ's command of being prepared and understanding that the last generation of the church is going to face the Antichrist. And then you got the book of Revelation. After explaining the persecution that will happen at the revelation of the Antichrist, warns Christians, quote, "This requires steadfast endurance and faith from the saints." That's Revelation chapter 13, verse 10, and Revelation 14 as well. So you have three end time teachings by Jesus. You have Matthew 24, 25, or three end-time teachings by Jesus and Paul, and then, of course, the book of Revelation. They all give prominence. Isn't that interesting? They all give prominence to being alert for the coming, the arrival of the Antichrist, Great Tribulation, that will happen before Jesus returns for his church. So again, the watching for Antichrist and Jesus is not either or. It's both and. So in conclusion, this slogan is intended to deflect from the biblical reality that the church will face the Antichrist. Of course, I don't like the thought of my family may have to go through and face the regime of the Antichrist and my wife, my child. But it is God's will that ultimately matters. And we have to have faith, strong faith, if that time comes. And my question is, would you not count it an honor to stand up in the day of your death and give glory to the true God of this universe, being a witness in front of the Antichrist as he is blaspheming God? I really wonder if pre-tribulationists have thought about that. They make the Antichrist as if it's this person who is almost to the point of, like, you know, the fact that a Christian could face the Antichrist is like the worst thing that could ever happen to them. It's like, look, are you going to run away like a coward, or are you going to stand up boldly to the wicked desolator and confess Jesus Christ as Lord of the universe? You know, God may very well call you to be a Daniel and stand up to Nebuchadnezzar's golden idol. Don't make the Antichrist more, make him out more than he is. Again, let's remember Jesus says, you know, fear the one who can kill the soul, not the one who can just kill the body. So the Antichrist cannot kill you more than you can be killed. And that's right. Matthew 10, 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So, yep, I am looking forward to the Antichrist, because it's a way in which we look forward to and watch for Jesus Christ.